Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
During the breaks, I've been listening to clips. Burmis is out there listening to Jesse Ventura from a few hours ago on the Cretin Howard Stern show. Ventura, when attacked, really went further and said basically Building 7 was an insurance scam. This is absolutely huge. Paul Watson will be airing the audio in T-minus 8 minutes. Get ready. I want a blurb article up now, and I want our listeners to jam this four wind to every corner of the planet, because the enemy will bite on this, and all the tens of millions of moron Howard Stern fans will then finally wake up, because Stern is babbling and stuttering during it. Again, I just commend Jesse Ventura's courage. Again, it isn't that we worship Ventura or he's perfect. It's that this is a celebrity culture. He's a former Navy SEAL, demolition expert. Burmis has been listening to 20 minutes of it. We got a five-minute clip. I'm going to have Burmis come in a minute. But let's go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, the country's going to hell in a handbasket. You've got great prices on gold and silver. You've got this price. I know you told me it's locked in. When is this price locked in from? Because I know it's gone up.
When we were at $888 gold, and when we had silver at $16 and roughly $16.60 an ounce, I picked up the Walking Liberty halves, and I also picked up the British sovereigns, and also the French Swiss francs. Those, and currently right now we are carrying the francs at $199. I have the British sovereigns at $250, and I have these Walking Liberties, which I couldn't even sell 4 weeks ago because I couldn't get them. At $182 per roll. Not kidding you, Alex. I mean, I just was completely sold out. Not only me, Kitco, and all the major gold dealers and silver dealers in the United States.
Yeah, so a lot of them are still sold out, and now the run on it has started again as the dollar further implodes. And, folks, if you watch the graph, the dollar plunges by 5, and I'm just saying that as a hypothetical number, then it goes back up by 3, then it plunges by 5, back up by 2, plunges by 3, back up by 1. You know, it's always going down, and then you get fooled when gold has a minor correction. But if you look at the 6-month, year, 2-year, 5-year graph, it's going straight up. It's going to. The dollar is going down the tubes. You got to give Ted a call. Ted, give him the number.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And you got to remember, 182 is the price right now. But last time I had gold, or last time I had silver over $18, these were trading at 205 per roll. So this is a really good buy, and I would suggest you get in them now.
Now, again, folks, you need to get into real metals, real commodities. This is one of the only portable commodities that is out there other than food, and that's, again, hard to carry around with you. Understand, precious metals, gold and silver, move into it now. You can't beat this deal. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, again, 1-800-686-2237. And all you got to do is watch what's going on economically. You have plenty of reasons to get in. If you're not scared from your investments that you have in paper right now, you should be. You better take a serious look at that portfolio.
And I want to explain something. It's artificial. They are buying the stock market with devalued dollars. So the stock market isn't really 12,000. It's really 6,000. I keep trying to explain that. The stock market is down, and it's only the top 30, and it's down by half. Let me explain. The fraud is systemic. That's why they built FEMA camps, why the cops have been brainwashed, us against them, because they know the globalists are going to take it all. And all I'm telling you is try to protect yourself, 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And again, tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or you'll be paying today's prices. You know, Ted is a businessman. You are getting an insane deal. He does this just to introduce you to gold and silver on my show and to support our listeners that have supported us. There is literally a paltry 4% add-on to this. And if you look at the increase in the last week in prices, you're getting this at below cost. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you missed that number, minusresources.com. Ted Anderson, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back with huge Jesse Ventura 9/11 Truth developments. It's all blowing wide open.
Police, We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, huge new development. Burmese, being from New York, Jason Burmese of Loose Change fame, down here working with us on a film that he's making called Fabled Enemies. That gets into some of the foreign governments that were involved. Very controversial. Burmese is here with us in studio, and he has listened to most of the hour-long interview with Jesse Ventura this morning. In fact, he would only give Stern 40 minutes, a 40-minute interview. Gave us 50. That was nice of the governor. And they start attacking him, and he goes ahead and brings up insurance fraud with blowing up the buildings. This is huge. This is big. I wanted to bring it yesterday, and I just didn't get around to it. Who does he think did it? Why did they do it? We talk about how he thinks that somebody blew it up and how the government's done stuff before he implied it. But I didn't get to that. But here it is. The more he gets attacked, the more he's going to come out. And then this just gives others the courage to speak out. Burmese, before we play this five-minute clip, you've heard more than just the 5 minutes. Tell us exactly what you heard this morning.
Sure. Basically, he goes over how the only way that our country would go down is from an internal enemy and that whole thing.
God.
Yeah, it was great.
Internal enemies carried out 9/11. Jesse Ventura. We need a headline with that. Another one on says 9/11 was insurance fraud. Or, oh, my God. Attack right now, man. Get the articles up. Go ahead.
So then he they bring up, well, you're one of those guys that doesn't think that two planes could bring down three buildings. And he brings up Building 7 quick. But then he also brings up how the World Trade Center Twin Towers weren't making money anymore, and that it was going to cost $1 billion to take the asbestos out, at least. And then he mentioned the $7 billion insurance scam. He didn't mention Silverstein by name, but he basically said...
So why not just blow him up and let the city breathe it? That's how you use each New York child and cop and firefighter as a vacuum to get rid of it. That was cheaper.
Well, demolition was not an option. That's the other thing. They were not going to be allowed to demolish the Twin Trade Center and control demolition. They had to go floor by floor to take out the asbestos. And lo and behold, 9/11 happens and it becomes a non-issue. So he mentioned, you know, this guy made $7 billion. All of a sudden, Howard's like, well, man, I guess I'm going to have to read your book. And he's like, yeah, you really do need to read my book. So he exposed the insurance scam. He talked about how he was a demolition expert. He used the analogy of propane and kerosene. It was just great because you can't attack Jesse Ventura. It's very hard to attack him. They were very friendly to him. I was pretty surprised.
Well, the little clip I heard was Robin trying to deny, going, well, those buildings had problems, and, well, they collapsed because of an Easter bunny. Let's be clear here. NIST has given five reasons it fell, and then they have retracted. Not the fuel tank, not bad construction, not melting steel, not weakening steel. They have now had to come in, not the tower falling, not the North Tower falling into it. Turns out it only had some windows knocked out. Popular Mechanic shows a fake photo. It's even gray building side. It's not the red building side, brick red. They show the World Financial Center. They won't even show the right building. I mean, that's the type of scams they engage in. You know, they say NORAD never intercepted anybody in the year before 9/11. Total lie. We have Reuters with the head of it saying 160-something times the year before. I mean, it's just the deception of our enemies. It's like they're now saying we're lying and there weren't Pentagon videos and others confiscated by the FBI, when it's all admitted they won't release those tapes. But it doesn't matter. The public's weak-minded. They just show video and say we're lying. I mean, this is the level of this. Or they bring out black propaganda, and that's where you, going back to JFK, folks, that he would have cops and FBI and coroners who were going to testify, and they'd be totally normal, 30, 40-year careers, totally normal, 25-year careers. And they get up on stand and say, I am a space alien. Or they get up on stand and say, I fingerprint my daughter every day to make sure they haven't, you know, taken her. I'm a fingerprinting expert. And then go, you know, I mean, that's what they do. And so Stern is having black propaganda on. I mean, if I wanted to have them over a barrel, I could. My God, the slander is just the worst stuff they can say is being said. Then they have Ventura on, and I haven't had a chance to hear it all yet. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of this to analyze enemy propaganda. Here it is.
Hey, you're one of those guys who believes, you know, that 9/11, that you don't believe two planes knocked down three buildings, right?
Well, I believed it when it happened, and then after I got out of office, my son kept badgering me to pay attention to these things on the Internet, and I finally did, and I started studying it, and I started opening my eyes a little. And there's a lot of very difficult questions that have not been answered, and no one seems to want to provide an answer.
What's the most difficult question that you see?
Well, that a third building could fall into its own footprint 5 hours later, having not been struck by much of anything.
And so what do you think happened?
Stories high. How did that happen? The 9/11 Commission didn't even address the issue.
So what do you think happened?
I hate to fear what could have happened, that possibly we did it to ourselves.
You're kidding me.
Well, Howard, I worked in demolition and was trained by the best guys in the United States Navy, being a frogman. And how could those buildings fall at the rate of gravity?
Well, let me ask you something. It seems to me, I don't know much about this, but when jets go right into a building, couldn't there be so much trauma to the area that things can fall?
Yeah, no, because if you study how they built the buildings, those buildings were made to withstand a 707, which is that old plane with the four engines on the wing.
Right.
Well, that's as big as what hit it. And by my studying, they said it was built to where if a plane penetrated it, it would be like a pencil going through a screen door.
But it seems unthinkable to me that our own government,
Howard, nothing's unthinkable.
Don't you?
You're talking about power. You're talking about foreign policy changing over this event. You're talking about getting control of the Middle Eastern oil.
You think Bush is smart enough to pull off something like that?
Oh, please.
I don't know if he is.
Hit pause for a minute.
Think there are people.
Hit pause. Back it up. Again, we all have blind spots. And I have had Ventura on. He broke that he's a 9/11 truther on this show a month and a half ago. And then they said they wanted to come back on. They knew it had a great response, and you know, he likes the films and what we do. And so I get him back on, and he says, oh, man, they're really attacking me. And then the one question, because I was thinking the night before, what do I ask? And I wrote some notes here. The one question was, well, who did it? Why'd they do it? You know, what's the motive? And, of course, I talked about that with him 2 years ago in an interview where he said they might have done it, where he first started to talk. That was even before he'd seen Loose Change. I pushed him over the edge, and I gave him some of my films. But I was literally waking up last night mad that I hadn't asked that question. And then, thank God, he just says it on Stern, so we now have it. And then he brought the insurance thing. This is going to go crazy. Our government may have done 9/11. That's the headline. Another headline, insurance fraud. We need multiple articles, attack pattern Delta, tying in the video we got of him a few days ago and the audio we've got here with all of it. And then challenging. We need articles because new people are going to be seeing this that go through it all and that show what Jesse's saying and show Building 7 and show the designers and builders saying about how it could take two fully loaded jets, not one. Yeah. They said two of those big jumbo jets. So we need to show all that. We need to show how NIST admits that bombs, they're now looking at bombs for 2 years, and they keep saying, we'll release it in a month. They'll never release what brought it down because they scientifically know. Now there have been scientific papers published in scientific prestigious journals that are accredited saying, yeah, it had to be bombs. I mean, Burmese, what are they going to do?
Well, what they're going to try to do with Building 7 is go by their pattern where they're not allowed to look at floors below, I believe it's either the 11th or the 7th floor at all. And we know that's where a lot of the damage on the front side of the building was. We also know that the eyewitnesses that were inside the building that were blown up on the 8th floor, you know, said that there were multiple explosions inside the building. So what they're going to do is they're going to take that 8th floor and bring it down and never even mention those. And they're going to say something happened on the 9th or 10th floor that caused instability in the building, that probably caused those fuel tanks to go up. And I believe there was also a large, power generator there, too. I'm sure that's going to fit into play as well. But here we are, Alex, we're almost 7 years later, still no NIST report. And the guy that's heading this NIST report, I think it's Sonder or something or other, this scientist, he's the guy that went to Popular Mechanics and said 25% or 10 stories of the building was actually scooped out. You can quote that from the article.
It's just totally made up. It's just... That's like saying Godzilla ate the building. It just didn't happen.
Absolutely, and we have the video to prove it. We literally have the video after at least one of the buildings has collapsed of the south face of the building. Some of the glass is blown out, but some of the doors are still there. Then they go inside, and they literally go through the lobby up into the second floor.
In fact, that footage is in Truth Rising. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to show some of that in your film.
Yep.
And there they are, the facade of the building with a few windows broken out, and they show a gray-sided building. The building was brick red. Ladies and gentlemen, they show the World Financial Center. I mean, these people are incredible.
Yeah, and when we asked them, when we did our debate with Popular Mechanics, where they got that photograph from or why they were able to see photographs that still weren't public and we hadn't seen
them. Oh, yeah, they've been saying that. We've been shown secret photos.
Yeah, we've been shown photos that no one else is allowed to see. Why? What's the big deal? Why isn't all this stuff public? If they have pictures that we don't have, why not show them
to
the public?
Well, look, I had firefighters months after it happened send me discs with hundreds of high-res. Some of those are in the film.
Mm-hmm.
We even put some on the web a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
These are giant, you know, government cameras. Even back then, you know, with the huge pixels, 10, 20 megapixel, whatever. I mean, just mm-hmm. high quality for 7 years ago. And you see it, and it's got some windows out.
Mm-hmm.
After the other, it shows other buildings on fire. You know, some of the smaller ones that got crushed but didn't fall. And in World War II, the Russians coming into Berlin would attack old buildings with giant artillery and aircraft for days and they wouldn't collapse. The facade was still up. I mean, you don't just, like, have a fuel oil tank go off and then everything symmetrically collapses perfectly. Let's go back to the tape.
I think there are people capable of doing it.
But
I'm not saying that it didn't happen. All I'm saying is that take jet fuel, for example. It's kerosene. Kerosene doesn't burn very hot. They're telling us that a kerosene-based fuel melted these steel concrete girders in a giant building so it would simply collapse to the ground.
Jeez.
And it collapsed in all powder. Wouldn't it come down in big chunks?
The thing is the fire caused the columns to weaken and the sagging floors is what caused the building to implode.
Okay, if that's the case, if you use that analogy, then when you go camping and use a propane stove, which propane burns hotter than kerosene does, if you leave it on for 2 hours and you put a big can of beans on your grill, shouldn't the grill collapse?
See that, Fred?
Shouldn't the metal weaken to the point where the weight of the beans on the grill...
It's not that much weight and it's not that much heat.
Stay there, ladies and gentlemen, stay there. Now, a propane stove is hotter than jet fuel. We'll be right back and conclude with this huge news. The insurance fraud clip is coming up. Stay with us. It is blowing wide open.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Okay, let's go back to this clip of Howard Stern and Jesse Ventura as we analyze the way they try to counter him. Here it is.
See that, Fred?
Shouldn't the metal weaken to the point where the weight of the beans on the grill...
It's not that much weight and it's not that much heat.
It doesn't happen.
I don't eat beans.
Hmm.
Well, the point I'm saying is these buildings would not collapse in that manner.
Gee, I mean,
that's crazy. Like even when you say that the planes were made to go through a certain way, you've never seen anything that was built to work a certain way, but you never know until something happens.
Well, there is also in the report that they did not build
when you question it, you're attacked.
But they didn't build the buildings to code. They scrimped and they didn't do everything they were supposed to do.
The history of the building.
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds again. NIST has said they looked at it. They were built to code. They were underwritten by underwriting laboratories. They internally did their own test and found it had to be bombs. And when Kevin Ryan released that, he got fired. So just more bull from these people. And we're playing this as a public service to show you the deception of these individuals. Burmis, you got comments for that?
Yeah, I mean, Underwriters Laboratory certified the steel structure. In other words, they had floor models there. After the fact, also, that did not collapse, Alex. They subjected them to higher temperatures for longer periods of time, and the best they could do was have them sag. It's an utter lie. We know that, I've heard that before. The buildings weren't brought to code. It's a total fabrication. And the disturbing part is I've heard that come out of some of the 9/11 truthers, or supposed 9/11 truthers' mouths, that this was mafia built and the concrete was light and it was lightweight steel in the core, or that there's no core at all. I'm sure you've heard that one, Alex.
Oh, they engage in just every form of deception you can imagine. Let's finish up with a clip.
But they didn't build the buildings to code. They scrimped and they didn't do everything they were supposed to do.
The history of the buildings. These two buildings were white elephants. They were losing money. They had asbestos in there, and they were being required by law to do over $1 billion worth of asbestos removal.
So you think somebody might have sabotaged?
Just for that,
it was an insurance job.
Summer insured them against terrorism attacks and made $7 billion, of which he settled for $4 billion.
I might have to read your book.
You might have to.
It's called "Don't Start the Revolution Without Me." It's in stores now. By Jesse Ventura, Governor Jesse Ventura. And you even believe, you're one of those guys, you don't even believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone against the Kennedy assassination.
No, I do not, because I've studied it for over 20 years.
Stop right there. Back it up again. Okay. In every major poll, it is now over 90% of Americans believe the government killed Kennedy. They've now come out on the BBC and NBC showing the film footage at the Ambassador Hotel of 3 CIA section chiefs from Asia. The famous guys involved with Kennedy, with JFK as well, it's admitted that the guy that shot RFK behind him, who the coroner said shot him from behind, Mr. Caesar, was CIA. And we have the footage of all these guys there directing Caesar and others right before it happens. We now have the Sun releasing the video. We have it, the audio. The guy that was photographed being at the scene by the Dallas Morning News and Dallas Times Herald. And that, of course, E. Howard Hunt. I mean, Jason, when does it end?
It doesn't end. I mean, that interview is almost over, and they ridicule him for believing that Oswald was not the lone assassin after he's off the air. But just go to the videotape of the Secret Service by Kennedy that day. As they're turning the corner at Dealey Plaza, one of the Secret Service agents at the back of his car actually gets called off. And he's not happy about it, Alex.
He starts yelling and saying, "No, I'm not going to do it. No, somebody ought to get this video online and add that video over it."
Mm-hmm.
Our great listeners, we don't have the personnel, but you can take it and put it all together for folks. And it shows a couple of them actually going, "What? What are you saying?" And then they later said that all procedures were blocked.
Mm-hmm.
You got LBJ behind them in the radio calling in the assault. "Get ready. Oh, we're going with sniper position one." Because they had kill zones all the way down to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to keep, I mean, they were ready with hand grenade attacks, bazooka attacks. If they had to, they were going to have military kill him and go to full martial law. They had riot troops in the air from the Army flying above Dallas. And Hours before Oswald's name came out, when the police were first, you know, minutes after he's Kennedy's killed, it's already published in New Zealand, Australia, Thailand, that Lee Harvey Oswald did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Open and shut. I mean, just like they announced Building 7 blew up before it blew up.
Absolutely. In fact, Jonathan Elinoff from We Are Change Colorado has that. He got it from eBay. He's got the cover paper where they're literally blaming Oswald for the assassination before it happens. I mean, think for yourselves, people. If they can print this before an event, it's obviously not that guy.
They got their time zones off.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to make mistakes. The government's not perfect. They're not invincible. Burmese, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk during this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Oh,
Welcome back, folks. This is very, very exciting. Jesse Ventura, a month and a half ago, out of the blue, went public saying 9/11 was an inside job on my show. He said, yeah, 2 years ago when you gave me your videos, I wasn't quite convinced. I knew they'd staged other events. I go up the Tonkin and see Northwoods, and that's in my film, of course, Terror Storm. But he said, now I'm ready to go public. I've read 16 books and watched Loose Change, and I agree with you. And that's actually at the end of my new film. First time folks saw that was at two movie showings we did, the off-the-air discussions between me and Ventura. We're going to be posting those up on the web soon. This is life and death. If we don't expose the criminal element, stage the attacks, it's over. They're going to do it more. They're going to win. They're going to use the FEMA camps. It's all going to happen. This is life and death for this republic. And we've got a story about Ventura up on PrisonPlanet.com. Ventura slams media witch hunt for questioning 9/11. There's one that Nemo did last night. There's two more about to go up in the next hour on Prison Planet and InfoWars. One with Ventura talks about insurance fraud to destroy the buildings and get rid of the asbestos. And he said, it looks like our government did it. He said, you know, it looks like we did it. And he explained that he's a demolitions expert in underwater demolitions. That's what he did before he was a Navy SEAL. Those guys are highly trained, and that's what it is. And this needs to get out, folks. This is big. We need to make sure the mainstream media is forced to attack him. He told me privately, he said, I know they're going to attack me, but at least they'll bring the truth out. And I might even take those behind-the-scenes things, just put them up. And I'd tell him, hey, we're recording this during the breaks, and I'd talk to him more. We just really, really need to get this information out. And I'm asking you listeners to not play games, to not stand by, to not screw around. We also need funds, and I hope you'll support our sponsors. I also hope you'll sign up for the Money Bomb. I mean, I know we'll use the money, 100% my pledge, to fight the New World Order. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I didn't think the idea up. A listener did, the same guy that originally came up with the idea or put up the first website that Trevor Lyman picked up on it. This is separate from Trevor Lyman and that group. And this is what Mr. Nordstrom put up. And it's about $46,000 been pledged there. You know, I mean, if Ron Paul can raise $15 million off Money Bombs, I wish we could raise $1 million. Because my pledge is I would spend that to go to the next level immediately. I mean, I would put up our own servers for unlimited video uploading and streaming out. I mean, with that, for a couple years, I could rival YouTube. I mean, it would really, the amount of bandwidth we could buy with that, the studio, the TV show we could develop. I mean, fast. I can do stuff quick. I'd hire two more IT guys. I'd hire three or four camera people, PR people, you know, for setting up interviews, producers. But I don't have the money to do that, so it'll end up being about 11 of us that are actually in the fight against the New World Order here, doing the work of tens of thousands because of you, the listeners, taking action. So sign up for InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. That's next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. That's the day they chose. I would probably choose a Friday or a Wednesday or so. But they did other money bombs on the weekend. So my commitment, 100%, my word, of the money will go to fight the New World Order. I know that's hard for the average person to believe, but I'm completely unworldly, ladies and gentlemen. I've been very, quote, manly. I'm married. I have three children. I like women a lot. I love my wife, but I'm not even into that anymore. All I think about is this. I mean, I am completely dedicated. I am just constant. This is all I am. This is who I am. And we need your support. And, you know, I know the Money Bomb, the Ron Paul stars kind of faded, done a lot of great work, woke a lot of people up. So the idea of Money Bomb's kind of hooked to that pony. This is exciting, and what this could do for other activist groups. So I'm asking you to go pledge $5, $10, $100, whatever. And you have my word that we'll fight the water with it. We need your support. Or if you just want to write me a check and say it's for the Money Bomb, 100% we'll go to fight the New World Order. And I'll live off my meager video sales and the other things I do. But you have my commitment that 100%. No other, quote, charity does that. Of course, it's not tax exempt either. We're not under government control. It'll end up, you know, I'll spend it on equipment and buildings and things, so tax man won't get much of it. That's the good news, is that the tax man won't get any of it, really, because I'll spend it all on equipment and personnel. They will get money. The government will get some of the money through the taxes that my employees pay, because we do pay the government taxes to the IRS, to the Federal Reserve, because we're choosing our battles here. You know, we're not I mean, I commend those that don't pay the taxes and protest it. I'm saying we pick our battles. I could be like Wesley Snipes going off to prison for 3 years or whatever. Okay, let's shift gears now to Marty the Soap Man. We have a couple of our top sponsors on once a month. And Marty Schachter is that man. He was in the Chemical Corps in World War II. His father and he, in 1947, started Cal Ben Pure Soap. I'd seen it in one nice hotel I was in, once in D.C., with my parents. I had seen it at a hospital once. They only sold institutions until Genesis got them to advertise 5-6 years ago. So you're getting factory direct from Oakland, California. That's why you save 85% off supermarket prices. And, Marty, let me ask you out of the gates, with this fine organic soap, that's at last year's number of 85% off. Do you save even more now because there's the middleman taken out and all the added, you know, double, triple shipping back and forth going on, or is it still 85% off that people save?
Well, first, I want to thank you for talking to me and giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners. But I have in my hands statistical evidence proving what it costs the consumer now in the marketplace. And the evidence reads somewhere between 17 cents and 20.8 cents of every dollar is spent on a cleaning product in the marketplace. Now, figuring out a minimum that a family could spend, like $100 a week, which is a 1995 figures, $100 a week for everything they need in the marketplace, approximately 20% of that goes for cleaning products. A bath soap and hair soap and dish soap and laundry soap and all-purpose cleaner and floor cleaner and window cleaner, an endless array of cleaning chemicals. So if they're spending $20 a week, that adds up to over $1,000 a year going down the drain with nothing to show for it.
Well, I mean, here's an example. I know a lot of vets. I worked for a small animal vet, large animal vet for several years total, and I remember them complaining 15, 16, 17 years ago, I guess longer than that. I guess in one case, 20 years ago. Man, I'm getting old. And, you know, when I worked for the, and they would talk about, hey, these vaccines are good for 5 years, 8 years. The rabies shot, good for 9 to 12, depending on which type it is. Why do they make them give it each year? And it's a moneymaker. It's the same thing. I read all the studies about how you need a thimble of soap to clean clothes, but said they used masses of toxic detergents. They built in fraud and trained us how to live in a fraud.
I want to give you a counter to that $20 a week consumer spending in round figures. If he bought from, we offer a 1 year supply, which could last an average family anywhere from 12 to 24 months for $145. On top of that, we add $45 for shipping coast to coast, 3,000 miles. Obviously, if you're 1,500 miles or 1,800 miles or 1,000 miles is much lower. But a total maximum cost of $190 for a year versus the difference of $1,000 a year, that gives you over an 80% savings, over that, because we have to calculate the difference in the shipping, no sales tax. Now, that is statistical evidence. We can prove that unequivocally. Now, it doesn't take to be a rocket scientist to divide $190 total into 52 weeks. That comes out to $3.65 a week. If it lasts you 12 months, if it lasts you 24 months, half of that. That's per week. Compare that to the $20 or more spending in the supermarket for chemicals. And we offer products that are twice as good as what you're buying now, triple concentrated, all natural, and earth friendly. There's not another company in the country that offers this deal.
But again, we are habitualized to go to the store, to go down the aisle that makes our eyes run, to buy all this toxic waste. And the reason we got back on organics was I've been using Cal Ben, I guess, about 4 years, but we would wash the baby even with so-called store baby soaps and making it rashes. And then once we went and bought more expensive, some of the organics wouldn't do it, some would. We'd find out even the, quote, organics had the sulfates and salt and stuff. The Calvin soap with our babies, oh, just absolutely amazing. I mean, folks, again, Michael Trudeau, who used to be the sales manager at Genesis, I told the story about 4 years ago, mails me a box of this and says, man, you got to interview this guy. You got to have him on. He's a great sponsor. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then my wife runs out of the year, supply in a year. What a great gift you gave us, Marty. I'm so busy. I'm like, soap, that's for the woman, you know. I'm the male chauvinist pig. I'm not involved in all this. She's like, I want more. I want this. What is this? And I'm like, she goes, and I'm like, yeah, I do like how it smells. Boy, that bar soap smells so good with that cherry and almond oil in it. But, I mean, it just, here's an example. Sometimes I run out of Calvin soap. My wife's got the fancier soap. She still uses some other stuff. I'll wash with some soap, get a little bit of it under my arms. Happened to happen yesterday. And I'm like, man, I got to get more of my Calvin soap because, you know, other stuff comes into the house. We don't just use that exclusively. Women like to buy other stuff at the store. And, you know, it burned me because I end up taking a quick shower because I'm in such a hurry. Leave it under my arms. And it happened yesterday. I was in the office bathroom splashing water during breaks because everybody knows the soap sits there and then burns you. And I always tell that story. It happened yesterday. And I've just got to, again, the problem is calling, ordering it. The problem is getting it. We forget. We need to remember. Marty, tell folks about your product line.
We make five basic soaps. Four are pure soaps. Bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap, and a powder that goes in the automatic dishwasher, which is not a soap because you can't use a soap in an automatic dishwasher. It'll suds you out of the kitchen. But the four basic soaps will do 100 jobs. You don't have to buy all-purpose cleaners or window cleaners and floor cleaners and all the additives and chemicals and sprays and powders and bars. Think of the
which,
past.
By the way, aren't linked. They've been proven to cause asthma, cancer, skin allergies. I remember coming into the office when we had the maid service here, and I had to tell him to cut back on the amount of cleaner, and he would just breathe it and feel sick, and it's like a stench.
Perfumes are very harmful. We don't use perfumes. We use natural juices of almonds, of lemons, of coconuts to give it the essence, but it washes free. It doesn't leave a residue in the air.
Well, again, I habitualize. I get in the habit of using the cheapest cleaning crew we can because we're too busy around here where a cleaning crew comes once a week. That's it. I like the cleaning crew we got, guys, but before I forget, get rid of them, even though it costs twice as much. Get me an organic crew in here, and I want to read the bottles. See, we're all so busy with life that I come in here and my eyes are burning when they've been here at night to work the extra shift, and then I'm like, oh, God, the maids were here spraying everything with toxic garbage. We've got to think, Marty. We've got to call you and get off this stuff.
We offer a fresh start. We take the people out of coach and we put them into first class.
Well, it's no hype. It's no brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. And Marty, I'm telling you, you've got an amazing product, and you've got a little tote bag that's got a sample of everything at cost. Tell folks how they get that.
Well, they could get a year's supply and save themselves $1,000. Immediately, or they can get a starter pack, a one-month supply, which weighs out of 6 pounds. We ship it by United Parcel. We don't trust the post office. They break too much stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're horrible.
United Parcel goes door-to-door. They automatically insure it. For $20, you'll get yourself a 1 to 2 month supply of bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap, a book of instructions, a tiny little measuring scoop, and you're going to be, it's going to change your life.
Marty, give them the phone number, give them the website.
Website is 5starsoap.com. 5starsoap.com. We're waiting for you on that. You can call us toll free, 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. Our family is waiting for your call. We're not a big corporation. We're a small family-owned company. You buy factory direct. No middleman, no broker, no distributor, no jobber, no wholesaler. We eliminate them so we keep our costs low.
5starsoap.com. Five, that's the number 5starsoap.com. Or calvinpuresoap.com. Banners up on jonesreport.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. If you forget the address, give them the number again, Marty.
800-340-7091.
Okay, shifting gears. Give me a limerick.
A limerick packs laughs anatomical into space that is quite economical. But the good ones I've seen so seldom are clean, and the clean ones so seldom are comical.
Oh, man. Marty, thank you for joining us. Thank you,
Alex. I appreciate your calls, your consumers. your ideas, everything you're doing. We love you over here at Cal Ben Soap.
You guys are awesome. Take care, Marty.
Thank you.
What a character. They don't make them like that anymore, as they say. And that one sponsor pays for an entire person here at this office every month, and it's a great product. Win, 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 win. I could probably build a castle if I was selling magic machines and magic pyramids and miracle products, but I refuse to do it, ladies and gentlemen. We just bring in well-known good vitamins, well-known organic soaps, well-known Second Amendment stuff. Oh, I'm dreaming. I don't have a Second Amendment sponsor. I wish we did. We're looking for one. Survival-type stuff or armament, defense. But point is, I believe in what I'm doing, and you know, we have sponsors up here and there. Thanks for putting up with it, because that's what makes it all possible. We don't have General Electric and General Motors and Toyota and Procter & Gamble advertising here, and I wouldn't take them. Like, I turn down advertising every day. What is it about crap that you can always get that and sell that? But so many times people don't want what's real. And let me tell you, that Calvin stuff's real. Okay, here's the deal. I got a bunch of news I want to blitz through in the next segment. Then I got a guest in studio, then another guest in the hour after that. I cannot overemphasize how important this Jesse Ventura second interview he did with us is, or the two articles about what he said on Howard Stern today about insurance fraud and the government being behind the attacks. Now, again, they picked the targets not for insurance fraud, but they went ahead and picked some where they could get insurance and get rid of a problem. It's cost-benefit analysis. It's just why they chose that site. They attacked it to get our liberties and launch endless wars and turn us into slaves, and they've done a very good job. We'll be right back. It's all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got Randy Kelton, who has been kidnapped by Williamson County Police, you name it. Very interesting fella. He went up there to file a complaint on him, so they just arrested him right there. I mean, just insane lawlessness by government. And he's been successful in filing criminal complaints on individuals. And I wanted to get his take on what he'd do, say, in Kentucky with the press giving press passes. They asked Oliver North about concentration camps, which they've got Senate hearings on, and the police come and tackle them and steal their equipment. So we'll get his take on all that. We'll also have a live video feed. We're going to be encoding live prisonplanet.tv. Viewers will be able to see with Randy Kelton coming up in the next hour. And then I'm not going to be on video in the fourth with Karen Johnson, because I've already done video with Burmese earlier. And I'll tell you flat out why. It's exhausting to be doing video in here and switching back and forth and doing the show and thinking about the news. So I'm trying to limit it to about 2 hours of video a day. I think we did like 3 hours yesterday. And I felt like I'd been run over by a Mack truck at the end of it. There's a whole other dimension to video. And I'm in here switching things and running some things. And I don't plan to be doing a very good job at it either. Before I start the next hour with Randy Kelton, who we really appreciate his fine work, I wanted to go over some of the news again. Supply concern puts oil above $130 a barrel for the first time. We told you 2 years ago that they were going to bring it up to $200, according to their own documents and our moles. And our moles are good. I mean, they tell us where the Bilderberg meetings are. They tell us when the Berlin Wall is going to be staged to fall. They tell us when the subprime is going to be artificially popped, years before it happens. And so this is pretty important info. To tell you that it's supply worries make it 130 is total bull. The dollar is being devalued, and oil is denominated for now in dollars. And so that's why you're paying 130, because your dollar's been devalued by 68% from 2000 levels opening with the euro. That would be 52% at parity with the euro in 2002. So you can cut it in either way you like, 60-plus or 50-plus percent reduction. That's why you've gone from $40 a barrel 5 years ago as they started devaluing the dollar. It follows. When the dollar drops by a cent, oil goes up a few dollars a barrel. And if you extrapolate it out, it's an exact calculation for that. OPEC has actually kept production the same for several years. They increased it 2 years ago. So I'm not defending OPEC either. It's all part of the same mechanism. It's just that's not the part of the mechanism where you're being raped. But, of course, the establishment misdirects you. Those raping you and devaluing the dollar with policies they had are the ones doing it. Kennedy being released from hospital, they say he has terminal brain cancer. He's a very wicked man, but I still can't take glee in the fact that he'll be leaving us. And I'm sure he's got a one-way express ticket to hell. He has disarmed millions. He has caused the murder of millions, the rape and assault of millions. He has been a gun-grabbing, anti-family, CPS-loving pig. And he'll be going to hell soon, probably. I'm not trying to judge, but I would guess he's going to hell. Doesn't matter. His life is hell. It's a sack of crap. Excuse me, folks. I just can't handle it. This is the attack on Iran, trash the Constitution. We'll get to that later. We got some news on Bilderberg out of Jim Tucker yesterday. Big breaking news. Now put an article format up on prisonplanet.com. We need your help on this, getting it out to people. So everybody knows it's confirmed. I am going to be there for the full 3 days. The 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. Starts on the 6th, but I'm going to be there on the 5th. 5th through the 8th, officially 6th through the 8th. And it's at the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly. So more on that later. We've got a state senator who's saying 9/11 is an inside job, who joined us for 20 minutes, 30 minutes a few weeks ago. I got her for a full hour to take your calls. We'll be back in 70 seconds to talk about how to go after the criminals in government that are raping us at their leisure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.